fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 28th day of January, year of our Lord, 2019, welcome to the John Moore Show. Don't have any real breaking news. They're trying to make news, this woman from California running for United States president. That's not going to fly once she leaves Oakland. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage everybody to stock up on magazines for all your firearms that take magazines. That would be a smart thing to do right now. They're easily available and good prices, so you need to be doing that. This is Firearms Monday. We spend these Mondays with my friend Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is DesertEagleShooters.com. And we talk about anything and everything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, the gun culture, firearms legislation, training. If you have a question or comment regarding firearms or anything, any related item, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How are you doing?
Well, if I was any better, I'd be twins and we'd both probably be in trouble.
Uh-oh.
But
we're looking forward to the firearms tip of the week. What would that be, sir?
Our firearms tip of the week this time is learn your equipment. We did we have a full weekend this weekend. We had folks out Saturday and Sunday both. Some modifications that we're going to be doing on a few of their rifles and stuff. And some folks picking up some rifles that we had done some modifications to and some changes up for them. And then a few that came out to pick up equipment and test a few things. And the reason for the tip of the day is one of our customers that had come out had been talking to us at the last gun show about bipods. And ladies and gentlemen, what a bipod does is when you go to an apple seed and you learn your steady hole factors and everything else, the concept that is built upon it is with using the sling. I cannot stress enough the importance of the proper use of a sling in learning to shoot your rifles. A sling produces the triangular, I guess geometry would be the proper way to put it, to make that rifle more steady. If you're in standing, sitting or kneeling, prone, you're on a hillside, you're using a stump or a tree or anything like that to steady you, that sling improves the stability and the accuracy of your shooting. Well, when you add a bipod to the situation, a bipod really helps when you've got heavy rifles. Anything over 7 pounds, a bipod will definitely make incredibly marked improvements in your accuracy, especially if you're shooting prone. If you're sitting and using a rock in front of you or a stump or a tree, a deadfall, anything like that, and you anchor that bipod into the place in front of you and use it, it improves even greater. Combination of the bipod and the sling together, and you become super rock solid. But the problem that the customer had was after he went out, we set up the gun, we got the bipod mounted and everything else, and he went out to the range and was putting some rounds down range and came back in after about 30 minutes, and he was talking about he thought he was doing something wrong with the bipod because it just didn't seem as steady as he expected. And I was like, okay, let's go out and you get in position and I'll take a look at what you're doing and we'll see if we can figure this out. Ladies and gentlemen, on a bipod, now, two things. One, make sure that when you mount it, that it is as solid that you can get it. And I do mean rock solid. If you've got a standard wooden stocked rifle with a forward sling swivel on it that you've mounted the bipod to, they've got a little thumb screw on most of them that you'll tighten down, and that tightens the bipod down to the stock. If you look at that thumb screw on the center of it, all it is an Allen head screw with a little thumb wheel on top of it. Take an Allen wrench and put in that Allen socket on that screw and make sure that thing is snug down tight. You know, don't twist it enough to where you hear things creak and groan, but make sure that it's down tight. That's the first thing. Now, the second thing is when you install a bipod, make sure that the legs fold forward on it. We had done all this on his gun when we mounted it up in the shop, but the last thing on a bipod is preload. And by preload, this is almost sounds contradictory, John, but it is what makes the bipod steady. You have the legs of the bipod down. You've got them firmly planted on the ground where you're going to go. You lean into the rifle so that the bipod is forced back to its limit. And if you start scooching or moving the bipod a little bit forward, you know that you have got all of the forward preload on it that you can get. What happens, ladies and gentlemen, is when you do that, it locks down the legs of the bipod. Since you've got it tightened against the stock properly, and that is all nice and rigid, those legs push back into their the frame on them, locks this thing down to where it is rock solid. And his problem was that he was putting the bipod up, just getting into position, and then sliding himself around to where everything was comfortable, and he had his eye relief, and he had his NPOA and everything, but he hadn't preloaded the bipod. So whenever he went to move his hand around or get his finger up on the trigger, there was that slight bit of movement. And got down there with him, got down beside him, repositioned him a little bit on a couple of things, got that bipod anchored down into the dirt to where it wasn't going to slide, got him to preload, let him shoot a couple of rounds while I was watching, and then I left him back to himself. And he came in, I guess, about 30 minutes later with his target, and boy, John, you could see the improvement. The group that he'd shot at 100 yards without loading the bipod was about a 3-inch group. Once he'd got the bipod in and understood how it worked and everything else, that 3-inch group shrunk down to an inch. And same ammo, same gun, absolutely same everything. It's just that he'd learned the proper technique of preloading that bipod. So what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, for the tip of the week, you may not have a bipod, but you may have other equipment on your rifle that you just added, or it's been on there for a while, and you haven't been really, you know, happy with the way it performs. So you look at it, and you learn the quirks about it. Now, again, we're going to start off right at the beginning of the show, DesertEagleShooters.com. You can go over there and drop us an email, and we will help you with your problems on this. And ladies and gentlemen, it's like I keep telling people, long-range shooting, everybody is interested in long-range shooting, and I am so thankful of that, because anybody in the gun culture that wants to stretch their ability, let's say you're an excellent shot at 100 yards. Let's say that you can sit out there on a range, and all day long you can sit there and put groups on target that you can cover with a quarter, and you can sit there and shoot at little steels or tennis balls or golf balls or whatever you want out to 100 yards and you know, 9 out of 10 hits. Stretch it a little bit. Go to 200 yards. Learn what that bullet does out there. Learn what your drops are. Learn how the wind affects it. Stretch it a little bit. And you don't have to shoot 1,000 yards. I mean, to some guys and girls, boy, some of the girls, 500 yards is all they ever want to shoot. And they do that to better themselves, but also they do that, John, because if they're taking game, if they're putting meat on the table, they want to be fully confident that anything inside of 500 yards can be a hit. So I tell people all the time, long-range shooting. Now, long-range shooting is, like I just said, different things to different people. To Tim and them out there next to you, John, 300 yards, because of trees and cul-de-sacs and everything else, to them would be long-range shooting. There where you live in your area, what would you figure your max would be, John? 300-400 yards?
Typically. There's exceptions. There's cattle ranching in my neighborhood. One of my friends with a ranch, they have a bottom field where we can get out 1,000 yards, but we have to make an appointment in advance and go through all kinds of hoops to get authority to use that 1,000-yard situation there. It's so unusual that we have to really make plans ahead. But 200-300 yards is typically it, yes.
Okay, 200-300 yards is typically it. For my friend Hans out in Virginia, man, that place out there, I didn't know that God could put so many trees in one square acre. But for him, long range is about 150 on the average. So long range is different things to different people, folks. But the fact of the matter is, if you're comfortable at 100 all the time, learn and stretch it to 200. Find some place that you can go that you can stretch it to 200. If you get the opportunity to go someplace that's got 500 yards that you can shoot unobstructed, outstanding. But don't jump immediately to 500 yards. Take it in increments. study the ballistics of what your bullet, your gun should do, and build data cards, and we can work with folks on that too. We've got a couple of websites that we can send you that are great for building ballistics tables. And once you learn what that bullet rifle combination is doing in your gun, not your brother's gun, not your granddad's gun, but in your gun, then you can sit there and work ballistics tables out that you understand what the bullet's supposed to be doing, and then practice at that distance. You may never in your life have to try to take a deer at 350 or 400 yards. But if you can consistently, and that's the operative word, consistently put rounds on paper or rounds on target at that distance, when that deer pops up at 125 yards, believe me, it's a piece of cake. Your instinctive shooting, all that muscle memory, everything is going to fall into place, and you're going to have meat on the table that night. So getting back to the bipod, Alex just was not comfortable. Well, not comfortable. He was unaccustomed to using a bipod. We just put it on not 10 minutes earlier. Guys will do that with scopes. They'll put a scope on and not check eye relief. They will not make sure that everything is squared up and tightened down the way it's supposed to be. And they'll go out and they'll shoot. And after a while, they become very, very frustrated. And you get a shooter frustrated, and that is heartbreaking. Because if they cannot hit what they're, you know, wanting to hit, and they're not able to do it consistently, then they'll get discouraged. And that beautiful rifle that they just bought or built is going to go in the gun cabinet, worse yet, in a closet, and that's where it's going to sit. So learn your equipment, understand how it's supposed to operate, understand anything that you have to do, i.e. like with the bipod preloading, to make it function properly, and just go from there. It's a learning curve that we all do. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't care if you're talking to John Moore, if you're talking to Jimmy Gensling, if you're talking to Ted Nugent, I don't care who. All avid shooters, some of us avid hunters, but we didn't get here without making a lot of mistakes along the way. And if you are having any kind of issues, Just go out and ask one of the shooters at your club, the experienced shooters, the ones that you know that have been around for a while. If you don't
if it's a club that has competition, you want to talk to the men and women who are winning those competitions.
Oh yeah, yep. And that's
there's a caveat to that. They probably have little quote-unquote secrets that they're not going to want to share to give them a bit of an edge.
True.
Yeah.
And then again, you have that opportunity sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. If you watch, the best way that I can, and I just had to do this a couple of weeks back for a guy. He was up at Roswell. He'd been watching some of the silhouette shoots up there, and guys are good. I'm not kidding you. Roswell Gun Club has some excellent shooters that come out to their shoots. And this guy, he actually listens to us on Republic John. Good morning, Chris, if you're listening, which you probably are. He was asking me, he says, well, I watched these guys shoot out there. Bunch of good shooters. And I said, yep. And he goes, but I can't determine exactly which one I want to ask my questions to. And we'll get to it after the break.
We will get back to the break. We'll have an update on some things of national importance when we get back also. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Here's a little song. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 28th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm actively recruiting men and women to work for me doing marketing. These are part-time paid positions. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jimmy Jensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com. Jimmy, we're going to deviate from our normal programming here. This has really been bugging me. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. First of all, Jimmy, would it be a fair statement that Mr. Roger Stone, arrested and charged with 7 federal felonies, that he is not known to be a violent man, and the 7 federal felonies would be called nonviolent white-collar crimes? Would that be a fair statement?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, what
okay.
What happened is incredible.
Well, okay. Hold on. Would it be a fair statement that Mr. John Gotti was known to be one of the most violent organized crime mob bosses in the history of this country, charged with multiple murders, racketeering, drug sales, and so forth? Would that be a fair statement, sir?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, now, when the FBI went to arrest Roger Stone, the nonviolent white-collar criminal, alleged, they had 27 agents, 17 cars. Before dawn, before the sun came up, they raided his home, scaring his wife, scaring his dogs with weapons of that they would, you know, that you would use to encounter a bank robber in person. That's what happened. When the FBI went to arrest John Gotti, the crime boss, murderer, racketeer, drug sales, they went to a nightclub at 7 o'clock in the evening with 15 agents and just took the man in custody and took him over to the federal courthouse.
Yeah.
Is something wrong here?
We call it a police state, John.
Something's really, really broken. Something's really, really wrong. When I make this comparison, which is based on reality, of what the FBI did in the past and what they did a few days ago, this is unconscionable.
Yep.
Absolutely unconscionable.
Well,
the FBI knew where John Gotti lived. Of course they did. They had 24/7 surveillance on the man. They could have raided his home with 100 agents before dawn and scared his family. No, they didn't do that. They walk into a nightclub with 15 agents and police at 7 o'clock in the evening and took him into custody.
Yep.
I just want to leave that out there for people to consider about what's going on in our country right now. We got a caller on hold here. We got Lonnie in Idaho. Good morning, Lonnie.
Good morning, Lonnie. How are we today?
Hey, good morning, John and Tom. You know, I live up here in North Idaho in a very remote location. And we are living right in the heart of mountain lion territory, bear, grizzly bear, elk, moose, you name it, it's right beside our back door.
Outstanding.
And anyway, so when I got the property and got it logged off, I put up a 5-foot zigzag log fence all the way around the property and a 6- and 7-foot high fence, wire fence behind it, because we have German Shepherds, and not only to protect our German Shepherds, but to keep the critters from window peeking at night. So, so anyway,
okay.
We love to take our German Shepherds out for a walk, and I carry a 9mm Kruger handgun whenever we go out the gate. But my wife, as precious as she is, she weighs about 110, 115 pounds and is absolutely fearless. And so she, even though she is born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb and heaven bound, at
Amen.
Times when I get busy, she'll take the German Shepherds out with absolutely no protection, she'll...
Outside the fence.
Yeah, outside the fence.
Okay.
And take pictures of the beautiful, breathtaking landscape around her property. But my concern is that if she would meet a mountain lion or a bear, that if she would get into hand-to-hand combat, whether she would survive. Like, you know, kind of like David in the scriptures of old. So I have a question of a... I'm looking at... to get her some protection, possibly... I'm looking at a MCX. It's a SIG product, 223, or possibly taking out the a 300 blackout bullet, you know, barrel, changing out the barrel. but I'm having a hard time finding one.
Well, we're going to have to continue this after the break here, Lonnie, because there's other people with the same question you have. And I don't know what happened to the break. It should be going by now.
There it is.
There it is. We'll be right back. Lonnie, hold on. We'll get to your question.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look and how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon.
Here on Monday, the 28th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I have a new sponsor. My new sponsor is Gold Wealth Financial. If you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, you'll see the logo near the top there. And just click on there and get your free rookie mistakes guide today. You'll be very glad you did that. Also, my website, you'll find energy clinics for sale. Only $285 shipping included. I've helped hundreds of people get their life back, people dealing with arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. I'd like to help you also. I can't do it unless you get yourself an energy cleaner. Check out the details at my website, the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it. Place your order at my website. I will personally box it up and take it to the Little Country Post Office in Cherryville, Missouri, and ship it to you. You can also call my toll-free order line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. We're taking questions, calls, and comments, anything to do with firearms, gun culture, and so forth at 800-313-9443. Alani, I got a question or two for you, sir. First of all, your wife's familiarity with the AR-15 platform. What is that, sir?
Not very much.
Okay, stop.
I did have an AR-15.
Lonnie, stop. Let me ask the questions. Okay. Is she agreeable to getting training on a firearm?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Are you qualified to give that training?
No. Okay. Once I get the weapon, we're going to go to a gun range and have some help.
Okay. There's a lot of ways of skinning this cat. Your plan is one way. Now, if your wife does have any familiarity with any firearms at all, that would be helpful because you may want to stay in the same category, whether it's a single shot, pump action, bolt action, or lever action. Does she have any familiarity with long weapons at all, rifles or shotguns?
Yeah, she has shot some of them. I had an AR-15. Unfortunately, it was stolen from me. And she shot that several times, but it was pretty heavy for her.
Right.
Looking for something lighter.
Right. Well, Jimmy, let's put this ball in your court. The 300 blackout would be effective against dangerous critters, to say the least. Jimmy, we got an AR platform in that caliber. What weight of carbine are we looking at?
Well, first off, Lonnie, I need to ask you, what kind of rifle was it that you're looking at getting her?
Well, it's an MCX. It's a SIG product, and I believe it's VIRTUS. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, this is the one that is the, it looks like an AR-15?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Only reason I'm saying that so quickly is that is a very heavy rifle.
Okay.
They have built that thing to where it is battle hardened and ready to, you know, do a halo jump without its diver and, still function afterwards. I mean, if you want a battle rifle, they've built one. Drop it in the mud, knock it out, pick it up and shoot it. Now, I just got through before Christmas helping one of our customers out and some modifications and changes and everything, and we put together a new upper for the AR for his daughter. She's 8 years old. And this AR in 5.56 came out to weighing 6.25 pounds when it was done. That was everything on it. That was magazine, that was optics, that was the whole thing ready to go. So by looking at a standard AR platform like that, you can go very, very light on it.
Okay.
Well, let's keep in mind the caliber. That 5.56 is not what you want for dangerous animals.
No. You mentioned the 300 blackout. I cannot speak enough about a 300 blackout. We built our first one probably about 8 years ago, maybe 9, and it was for a customer. I hadn't even played with them yet or anything, and I just, you know, whenever I do a gun like that the first time around, I always build two, one for the customer and then one for me to get familiar with. The more I played with that gun, the more I was impressed with it. The beauty of the 300 blackout is this. You've got an AR platform shooting a 30 caliber bullet that the ballistics on it are basically the exact same thing as a 30-30. So you've got light recoil and a nice bullet selection to go around. And the beauty of it is this. With a 300 blackout, you can have ammunition that is hypersonic, 110, 120 grain bullets moving out there really, really quick, all the way up to 230 grain bullets that are subsonic. Now, John, when you get a lead bullet at 230 grains subsonic hit something at about 50 to 75 yards, it sounds like somebody just hit a brick with a baseball bat.
Absolutely.
They are hard hitting. So, Lonnie, that...
Well, it would stop a grizzly bear, right?
Well, on any creature like that, I've always been taught on bears of any kind in a dangerous situation to take out the running gear. A 300 blackout on a grizzly bear with really, really accurate shooting would slow it down. But unless it was just one of those beautiful Hail Mary shots as far as killing it, no. Yes, it can be done. Yes, I'm sure somebody has done it. But if you think about your bride there and the adrenaline that's going to be pumping and, you know, protect the dogs, get them back to the fence, get me back to the fence and everything else, her accuracy is going to fall off. And with a grizzly bear, I would probably recommend one or two shots in the ground or above its head, not actually at it, to slow it down, maybe confuse it for a moment, and then I'm trying to remember that guy that broke the first guy to break the 3 minute mile or whatever back in the 60s. I would be a track star. I'd be challenging John Moore for the 100-yard dash.
Well, there's some caveats
back
here.
To the gate.
If anybody, your wife included, Lonnie, gets between a bear and its cub, you're not going to confuse it. They will be coming
True.
After you.
And that I'm not a bear expert, but what would the youngin's time be up there, Lonnie? Early to mid-spring? Late
yeah.
spring?
Yeah, they come out early spring out of hibernation.
So, now for mountain lion, skunks, bobcats, coyotes, even hogs, that 300 blackout is going to be perfect for her because the recoil is minimal, but what you're delivering is very, very potent. Do you have access to the internet, Lonnie?
Not up here. No,
okay.
We're totally off-grid and no internet up here.
Okay.
When we go to town on my cell phone, we get internet.
Okay. I'm going to give you a phone number, and ladies and gentlemen, no, I don't mind putting my phone number out on the air because... Other than a few telemarketers, most people that call me, you know, no problem. If I don't recognize your number, I may let it go to voicemail before I pick it up because of telemarketers. But, Lonnie, if you got a pen,
I'll
give you my
right
phone.
Now.
Let me know when you're ready. I'll discuss with you what I would recommend for her. And
okay. Well, okay, I got a
go
pen.
Ahead. Okay, the phone number is area code 575.
575.
513.
513.
2842.
2842. Okay.
Now, you started to say something there. You said, can I, and I
yeah,
accidentally interrupted.
When we talk on the phone, can I buy the gun from you and you ship it, or do I have to stay in Idaho to get it?
No, sir. For long guns, we can do it that way and have it shipped FFL to FFL. We'll just find out
okay.
what shop you've got there, and we can have it to you. Do you have a
okay.
budget that you're looking at staying in on this?
No, because I'm not too concerned about that because I need something to protect my wife.
Exactly. And when you come down to talking about our brides, that's all of a real man's job, is to take care of his bride. But yeah, give me a holler, and we'll get something worked out. We'll get something
okay,
worked out for you.
Okay, that sounds great. And
thank
listen,
you, sir.
John and Tom, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hey.
Thank you for the call, honey. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Calling, sir. Thank you, sir. The call number is 800-313-9443.
That's why we're here, John, isn't it, for the callers?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That well, was a very good call.
One of my neighbors captured a mountain lion and called up the Missouri Conservation Commission and told him on the phone, I've got one of your lions. And the Missouri Conservation people said, we don't have any lions. And my neighbor says, no, you don't understand. I've got one of your lions. It's got your collar on it. So that's part of this Agenda 21 stuff, is to reintroduce wild animals and give them preference off human beings. Now, my grandmother grew up in a little house on the prairie, and so did my mom, out in the Ozarks. No running water, no electricity, and mountain lions in the woods. But my grandmother's friends and relatives killed off all the mountain lions because they were threatening human beings and threatening livestock. And good riddance, as far as I'm concerned. Now these tree huggers want to bring back dangerous animals that want to eat people. How crazy is that?
Oh, believe me, here in New Mexico, you're preaching to the choir. They've been doing wolf reintroductions for years, and every now and then you will hear in the news about the tree huggers trying to sue some rancher or farmer or something for shooting a mountain lion or shooting a, or not a mountain lion, but shooting a wolf. And they kind of forget that part of New Mexico law that states if any kind of animal, be it a domestic dog all the way up to grizzly bear, is posing harm to you, another human being, or livestock, it's open season.
A newborn calf is a delicacy for a mountain lion.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. Of course.
Kyle, go crazy.
Absolutely, and wolves also. It's foolish to believe otherwise. And that's that's how these men and women. This is not a hobby. These cattle are not pets. This is how they make their living. They're doing the same thing in Missouri, reintroducing mountain lions, reintroducing wolves. And we have a saying out here in the Ozarks, shoot it, shovel it, and shut up.
Yep, it works for me. One good thing out here in New Mexico, I know most of the game department in our area, and they're very, very understandable about having to do what we're discussing, but they're also very, very astute. We have a particular neighbor out here. Neighbor, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, in New Mexico means that they could be anywhere within 3 miles, not next door. Not supposed to have rifles and handguns and everything. He does have restrictions against him, and he does have some chickens, and he tries to raise dogs for people, which I still don't understand. But a couple of years back, he called the game department and told them that he killed a bobcat in his front yard trying to get to his chickens. And game department came out. Well, first off, he's in trouble because he's not supposed to have any firearms. First bright move. Second bright move, the place where he lives is right across the street from another individual who happened to be doing yard work and watched him walk down the road carrying this bobcat. And so the guy just made one mistake after another on this, because it was the bobcats are legal during trapping season, no other time. And so he made several mistakes right there.
Hello, Lonnie. I mean, Jimmy. Where did Jimmy go? Okay, well, we'll get Jimmy back here. We have some technical situation going on. We got a break coming up here soon.
Are we there, John?
There, you're back. Okay, we lost you. Thank you.
Okay, I don't know what I hit, but I lost volume. And, well, the one thing is there's a button on this goofy connection to this headset.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 28th of January, visiting with Jimmy Gensling. That website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Got a question or comment? This is Farmers Monday. Anything to do with guns, gun culture, legislation, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Absolutely.
I had this headset has got a little button down here on the little controller that controls your volume. And also, I did not know that it had a mute button on it. And when you hit the mute button for it, it doesn't show up on the mute on the screen. So I didn't know what had happened to me a few moments ago. Sorry about that, folks. But what I was saying about this individual, know your game laws and everything in your state, and also make sure that there aren't any changes made at the county or possibly city level. Because the reason I say it like that is I was made aware, John, that in Eddy County, if you discharge a firearm inside city limits, it's a crime. Expect that. But in Roswell, New Mexico, if you have a animal of any kind attacking your livestock or your person or someone else's person, it is perfectly legal to discharge a firearm in the city limits. That seems simple, ladies and gentlemen. That seems common sense, but it does behoove us to check into things occasionally just to make sure that our local haven't done something rather stupid at times. They have been known to do that, you think, John?
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
But the thing is, in Lonnie's position and everything, we're talking about some very large, very dangerous animals. The very minimum I would carry in that situation up there for myself would be something like a 10-millimeter handgun or a 44 mag. And that would be primarily to give me some kind of cover fire to get away from it, to exit the area. But we'll work with him, and we'll get something set up for his bride on that that she can take real good care of. And, ladies and gentlemen, that's why we have this show. Lonnie's question, when you're talking to your wife or your girlfriend, maybe your daughter, don't expect them to be able to handle your rifle like you do. We're guys, you know. I don't care if it's 75 pounds too heavy for us. We're going to grin and bear it and make everybody believe that it's fun, no matter how much pain we're in. And ladies are not like that. You know, it goes back to the same argument that John has posed for many, many years. Women in the military, the changes they had to make at West Point because the girls came on board. Well, same aspect. Now, not expecting your wife to hold your M1A at inspection ready, but operating it, loading magazines, working the charging handle, recoil, all this stuff that we as guys don't think about, to the brightest woman in the world can be confusing. Worst part about it is, if it is a high adrenaline situation, that confusion is going to get worse. It's a given. Nobody will ever argue with that statement in the gun culture. So, Lonnie, I love it because he is already knowing the limitations and he's looking at options. So, top of the hour break, John.
We got a top of the hour break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary